You're listening to The Radio Shoe here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. I'm just Stella, and I'm here every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., bring you a new shoe. Sometimes we have a theme, sometimes we don't. Tonight we are in week 2 of the words and sounds of the Black Panther Party. If you missed last week's Angela Davis and Public Enemy episode, it is in the archive. But this evening we are looking at the words of Fred Hampton and the music of Elaine Brown. If you are unfamiliar with those two people, Fred Hampton was an American activist and revolutionary socialist who was chairman of an Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party and gunned down by police at the age of 21 while sleeping in his bed. Sound familiar? Maybe. And Elaine Brown is still with us today, a prison abolitionist, political worker, and also the only woman to ever head the Black Panther Party. So much kudos to her. So without further ado, it is the music of Seize the Time and the words of Fred Hampton. You're listening to the Radio Shoe here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. Week 2 of the Black Panther series. This evening we are listening to the words of Fred Hampton and the music of Elaine Brown's album Seize the Time. Fred Hampton, according to archives.gov, so take it with a grain of salt, as much as you believe you know what the government says. But Fred Hampton was an incredible activist and person. He was born in Illinois with noticeable gifts in academia and athletics. He wanted to play for the New York Yankees when he was done with school, but ended up studying pre-law at Triton Junior College. Hampton was inspired to study law to use it as a defense against police and their brutality. Around this time, he became active in the NAACP, leading their youth council of the organization's West Suburban branch. He increased the council members' membership to over 500 members. It was while he was organizing on behalf of the NAACP that he also became a part of the Black Panther Party. Hampton's leadership abilities were already apparent there. He brokered a non-aggression pact between Chicago's most powerful and dangerous street gangs. Hampton's personal charisma combined with his organizing skills and gift of speech allowed him to be noticed and rise quickly within the Panthers. He soon became the leader of the Chicago chapter, organizing rallies, working with the People's Clinic, the breakfast program, and, you know, while this was happening, became a target for the FBI, which eventually led to his murder. You're listening to The Radio Shoe here on BFF.fm, Best Frequencies Forever. This evening in the Black Panther series, we are doing the words of Fred Hampton and the music of Elaine Brown. Elaine Brown is an American prison activist, writer, singer, and actually the only female Black Panther Party chairwoman currently based in Oakland, California. Her album that we're listening to this evening, Seize the Time, was really the brainchild of herself. Obviously, she had her own agency in all of this, but came about, I suppose you could say, when David Hilliard, who was the Black Panther Party chief of staff at the time, had heard her sing at some of the funerals for comrades Al Prentice, Butchie Carter, and John Huggins, and eventually commissioned the album Seize the Time for the Black Panther Party. Basically, its images, lyrics, and music negotiate the relationship between masculine and feminine strength, violence and nonviolent resistance, personal and collective action, and past and future challenges. Strong words, I feel, for this evening and for this time to be alive. You're listening to the Radio Shoe here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. I'm Justella, and this evening we are doing the music and words of the Black Panther Party, the second episode of this series, the rest of which are archived, of course, as all episodes are. And this really comes about in this time of really, hopefully, revolution that we're living in right now. You know, it seems appropriate to give space to these words and this music instead of my own voice. So trying not to do too much except for contextualizing in this space. If you haven't heard of Fred Hampton before, I mean, he deserves all of your attention and time at this moment. He was at a young age organizing youth on behalf of the NAACP and the Black Panther Party. And, you know, the FBI basically decided that he was a criminal, and on the evening of December 3rd, 1969, he was slipped a powerful sleeping drug, and officers dispatched to raid his apartment and staged a shootout under which only one arm, Black Panther arm, actually went off, and instead 92 shots were shot by the Cook County Police Department, and Hampton was murdered in bed next to his girlfriend. Was 9 months pregnant. Shit is fucked up. Fucked up. You are listening to the radio shoe here on BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. This evening, we have been listening to the words of Fred Hampton and the music of Elaine Brown. Elaine Brown was not just the sole female chief of the Black Panther Party, but also an incredible musician. And the lyrical content of Seeds of the Time, which we've been listening to, often made the party's violent defiance explicit. But to some listeners, according to the Smithsonian article, it was sonically inconsumerate with the immediacy, volume, ugliness, distortion, and disturbance of the American Revolution. The message may have been clear, but Brown's interest in Bob Dylan and Western art music surfaced where many may have preferred something more along the lines of Betty Davis. Some, the issue was that Brown just didn't sound black enough. She explained in Potomatic Terrascope, "I think Huey Newton liked my music because its classical quality gave dignity to our movement. It wasn't just dancing in the street, not that there's anything wrong with Martha and the Vandals, because we loved that. Someone accused me of not having a black sound, and I wasn't sure what that meant. I just wanted to make the most beautiful sound I could make and do the most beautiful thing I could do to honor our people." And, you know, I think the notion of not having a black sound places Brown in a long history of criticism directed towards singers from Ethel Waters and Ella Fitzgerald to countless others that measures complex and multifaceted stylistic vocal traits against an imagined static category that confirms socially constructed ideas of race. Holy shit, according to this Smithsonian article, but I think that, you know, I can hear it in all of this as well for you to dwell on. Here's some more of her music. You're listening to Radio Shoe here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. And we have been listening to the words of Fred Hampton and the music of Elaine Brown. Though I did throw in a few of those last tracks were obviously not Elaine Brown. Perhaps you recognize that. I wanted to put in a little bit about Fred Hampton's legacy musically, if you will. We started out, I believe, with Gilst Gottheron's No Knock, which is a sort of direct answer to what it contains the line, "No knock to my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place." Also included in that last set was The Dead Presidents, a song behind enemy lines, which mentions, her father's a political prisoner, free Fred, son of a panther that the government shot dead. Then we heard Michael Kiwanuk's 2019 song Hero, which is an homage to the young Black Panther activist, and Kendrick Lamar's song High Power, which has the line, "Fred Hampton on your campus, you can't resist his high power." So, musically still influencing everyone, everything, the Panthers here. Read up on it. Learn. Don't be afraid. Speak with more of the same.